My guest at this time is Ohio Republican Congressman Bill Johnson, who represents his state's 6th Congressional District. He's also a member of the House Natural Resources Committee. He's joined us a number of times in the past to talk about his concern about proposed or regulations being implemented by the Environmental Protection Agency that he says would do great damage to the coal industry, electricity rates, and other issues to his district in eastern and southeastern Ohio. He joins me now today as President Obama campaigns in his district, but at the same time, the impact of these regulations is forcing major cutbacks at one of the prominent coal-fired power plants in that area. And, sir, thank you very much for being with us.
Well, you're certainly welcome, Greg. Good to be with you. Thanks. This is an important topic.
It certainly is, and this is something you had feared would happen with these regulations. Explain what power plant we're talking about and what reasons they're giving for, at this point, downsizing.
Well, it's the Muskingum Power Plant down near Beverly, Ohio, and it's going to wind up losing, by the latest estimate that I heard, roughly 150 jobs. But I can tell you that this is not the last of this type of closing, because the administration has got an all-out war on the market for coal. You know, the president said before he was ever elected, Greg, that he was going to be going after the coal industry, that he was going, his policies would make it economically infeasible to start up and to operate a coal-fired power plant. And he's followed through. That's the only campaign promise that he's followed through with. Isn't that odd?
What is the regulation or regulations in particular that are forcing this move by the power plant?
These are clean air standards that are being imposed on coal-fired power plants that make it, they simply cannot invest the hundreds of millions of dollars that it requires them to mitigate and comply with these very unreasonable standards. We've had experts from the industry bring up very, very good points, questioning the science of the analysis that's been done by the EPA, as well as the technology that they're requiring to put in place to mitigate it. And in many cases, the technology is simply not even available for the coal companies to use. So, or for the utility companies to use that burned coal to produce power. But here's the problem, Greg. The problem is Ohio gets 87% of its energy from coal. In addition to that, the nation gets about between 45 and 50% of its energy from coal. There are thousands and thousands of hardworking Americans, many of them right along the Ohio River where I reside, that their livelihoods are dependent upon their jobs in the coal industry. And between the EPA and regulatory agencies like the Office of Surface Mining and Reclamation that's trying to shut down the underground production of coal through the rewrite of the Stream Buffer Zone rule, they're making it almost impossible for America to fuel its energy needs with this vast, abundant natural resource.
What response have you gotten from either the administration itself or any of the departments involved in issuing these regulations when you express your opposition and concern about these?
Oh, my goodness. It is mind-boggling. I wish you could have been with me yesterday. You would have been as frustrated as I was. We had a field hearing yesterday in Belmont County, there at Ohio University's Eastern Campus. We had testimony from companies that harvest coal, companies that utilize coal, companies or state reps, and even state of Ohio EPA officials that validated that there's something very, very wrong with this approach that the EPA is the federal EPA is taking. But what struck me as most frustrating, Greg, were the two regional administrators of two different regions in the EPA that were so vague and arrogant and a condescending tone on the four representatives, including myself, that were questioning them about these regulations. They don't care. I've had an EPA official actually tell me, Greg, you know, Congressman, my job is not to be concerned about national security. My job is to keep the air clean. Greg, they are not looking beyond the blinders that they've got on from an environmental perspective, what they are doing about killing jobs and ruining America's ability to compete on a global scale.
I don't know if you were at the hearing, Congressman, but I believe EPA Administrator Lisa Jackson pretty much said the same when confronted with economic concerns based on some of these new rules that at that time were either just being implemented or were being proposed. And I believe she said at that point that her job, again, is the environment and not necessarily the economic impact of that. So it sounds like
that's exactly what she has said. And yesterday, we had one of the EPA administrators, Mr. Garvin, testify before us, and he started putting accolades on the sound science EPA is using to come up with these regs. Now, keep in mind, this gentleman is responsible for implementing the EPA's policies. And so I asked him what he knew about science. I asked him what his background was. He's been a political appointee and a political staffer his entire career, has a degree in political science, and through extensive questioning, I revealed to those listening, he doesn't know anything about science. He has no clue whether the regs that the EPA is trying to implement are based on sound science. He doesn't know a molecule from a donut.
Sir, you mentioned now the plant coming offline and others could soon follow. What does this mean short-term and long-term for electricity rates around that area?
Oh, they're going to skyrocket. The last auction, electricity is auctioned off regionally, and it's done in advance so that companies, utility companies, as well as businesses can plan for their future operational costs. It went up 800%, eight times, starting in 2015. That's only 3 years from now. Eight times the cost for utilities. Those utility companies are going to pass those increased costs off to American consumers. America is already looking, Greg, at $300 plus per year in increased utility costs. Think about what's going to happen to job creation and to families, their ability to fuel and to provide power to their homes when they're looking at a potential eight times increase in utility costs.
Congressman, just a little bit of time left. Where do you go from here? Where do you fight back?
We keep fighting, Greg. We're going to keep fighting. This is this overregulation, overtaxing, overspending, big government philosophy of this administration. We're going to keep fighting. I've got a piece of legislation called H.R. 3409 that is designed to stop the administration from being able to implement some of the rules that would shut down underground coal mining. We're going to keep fighting on that front and make sure that the American people know that they are ultimately in charge, not the administration.
Congressman, we'll leave it there and keep following the debate. Thank you, sir, very much.
Hey, thanks a lot, Greg.
Ohio Congressman Bill Johnson represents his state's 6th Congressional District. He is also a member of the House Natural Resources Committee. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.